art versus entertainment. You know, follow that subject.
Well, I guess that works on so many different like areas of entertainment, right? There's like pop music
Right.
versus like folk music, which is, I mean, not to say that folk music has to be like always art or it is always art, but I mean, there's the stuff that stands the test of time, and
Yes.
then there's Oops, I Did It Again.
Right. And I would say pop music very, very rarely crosses into the art realm, you
Right.
know, because it's so easily reproducible. We could write a pop song that would sound like any top 40 pop song, you know, just with a computer, basically.
Right.
And we would have to have no, you know, musical background, then you just put some words over it, like, you know.
Yeah, I mean, we were talking about, I think, the other day, but I like Smells Like Teen Spirit or that Nevermind album. Although it was, I mean, it's just rock, right? It's just two guys with a guitar, or one guy with a guitar, one guy with a bass, one guy with a drum set. But I don't know what it is, but that sound they captured really, like, it just hit the nail on the head for when it came out. It was just the right thing at the right time. And even when you go back and listen to it, it just still holds so much gravity, so much like importance, and so much meaning.
But for us, I don't know if it would for a kid who's like 15 right now,
Well, you know,
you know.
I think it could, because you know, when I go back and listen to Led Zeppelin, it's
Yeah.
like, oh my God, this is still really good and still really relevant. You know, like when I listen to this is just as good or better than some of the stuff I listen to now, and I want to listen to this. You know, and it's interesting because, especially if you know how old it is, you go, well, this, wow, I can see where this band came from, or I can see where this band came from, because these guys did this 35 years ago at
Right,
this point, you know?
yeah.
Like, even if you go back and watch something like The Matrix, which, I mean, maybe this is Matrix, it's almost preachy, you know? But as far as the special effects go, it was like kind of crazy revolutionary, you know? And when you go back and watch that movie and you realize that it came out almost 10 years ago, or maybe even more at this point, you say, wow, and you look at the special effects, oh, that's where this came from, or that, I can't believe they did that 10 years ago. They're like bullet time and the silver and just like the dramatic kind of like scenery that they did in that movie. That was just really like, you know, and it's so interesting when a certain piece of work comes out and really hits the nail on the head for like what needed to be said, or what was possible to say. I think it's a little presumptuous to say it needed to be said, but
Though you get, I think when you do get those and those things do become kind of you know, iconic in their time, you get a lot of imitation.
yeah.
And then I think it's I don't know, it becomes subjective perhaps in terms of what genuinely has the value and what is,
Right,
but
right. You're saying it might cheapen the original by.
well, you know, it could, or I mean, like thinking about The Matrix, like, okay, yeah, those special effects were awesome and they broke tons of new ground. Since then, I've seen The Matrix special effects done, you know, 15 times over,
Right.
but never anything really new. You know, I
Right.
mean,
Oh,
or
totally, totally.
when it is something new, you're like, that's awesome.
Yeah.
But when it's the same movie over again, you're sort of like, meh.
Yeah.
You know, like,
No,
eh.
exactly. And that's kind of why I say like the Matrix, when you go back and look at it, the way they did it, it's not only that it's like it's just kind of cool, but it like it really works, as opposed to just like, oh, let's just throw a really huge explosion in here and see what happens.
Well, the cool thing that The Matrix had going for it also was it sort of had a it was working on a philosophical level.
That was, you know, that, God, that movie's so awesome.
Yeah.
Every once in a while, I just think about it. It's like, God, that movie was so good. And those other two movies were so bad.
The sequels,
Oh man, you
they
got it.
kind of,
It was such a disappointment. You know, and I'm sorry, Wachowski brothers, if you're listening, I'm sure you are. But
We do have 45 listeners.
yeah, dude. But like, I mean, it's just, you know, I mean, there was probably a lot of holes in the first movie, but it really opened your mind. And like, I guess Terminator did that in a sort of way too, where it's like, you know, what happens when we give rise to machines? Like, what does it mean to be human? What does it mean to be this sentient? All this stuff. But the same thing with The Matrix, right? It's like,
Oh, did you see the latest Terminator?
I didn't.
Oh,
I
neither
didn't.
did I.
No. But I mean, just like the whole trilogy or the whole like Terminator kind of like milieu. Is that the right word?
Yeah, I don't know how you pronounce it, but you sounded close.
But that kind of, it kind of gives you that what happens when the machines have very extraordinary intelligence. And the Matrix kind of takes it from there and says, well, if they started feeding on us, let's just say that, like, maybe let's just say that's part of it. What would it take for them to make us happy? Right? And that's kind of the bigger issue there, right? It's like they have to keep us docile so they can feed on our bodies, which is like, okay, that's kind of the sci-fi weird gross part of it.
Right.
But then it's like, that wasn't enough, which is kind of the interesting philosophical part of it, right? Yeah. It's like, that wasn't enough to keep the humans around because they wouldn't sustain their lives. They needed to have some sort of mental stimulation, right?
Right. Yeah.
And it wasn't enough to listen to pop songs. They had to be given life. They had to be given, like, true, meaningful existences, at least in their brain, and that was what the Matrix was.
Mm-hmm.
And how could, if you were in the Matrix, if you were a robot, how would you know?
Yeah.
Which, and like,
you would smell the phoniness.
You think
which
so?
Is, which mean, is, I think, what, you know, what Neo in the Matrix, he brings out, and that sort of comes back to the imitation thing. You know,
right,
it's like
right.
some people realized that it was not legit, or that there was something wrong.
You know, that's true. And like, here's the thing, though. How is that any different than teen angst? You know, like, when you're, like, 14, you're like, dude, this is lame. Everything sucks. My parents, they go to work. And what do they know? They don't do anything, man. They just go to work, and then I just go to school, and I get made fun of, or I make fun of people. Everybody does this. It's so lame, man. It's like, it's almost stereotypical.
And that's where Smells Like Teen Spirit came from.
Exactly. Wow.
We're just coming full circle.
This is it.
We're cutting out Oops, I Did It Again in airport literature. Sorry, you're falling by the wayside. The Matrix, Led Zeppelin, and Smells Like Teen Spirit.
That's it.
We're old.
Yeah.
I wonder if there's anything good on the radio these days.
Don't know about the radio. What was the last awesome, like, possibly earth-shattering, like, piece of work, like, that you listened to, watched, or read?
I don't know. I've heard about some cool things I'd like to see that are by this visual artist who makes stuff out of nature, and then they all kind of, like, disappear. You know, like, he'll make, like, floating some things out of driftwood or something, and they'll
okay.
and they'll just and they'll disappear. But apparently they're supposed to be really cool, so I kind of want to see those, and it would be neat to see those sorts of things. But in terms of last thing I like, last piece of art that,
well, I was just trying to think, like, I mean, sure, like, we kind of dated ourselves, or we just, I mean, like, why is it that the things that the examples of things we suggested are all at least 10 years old? Does that mean,
well,
nothing has happened?
You know, I think you had a good point earlier when you said that things stand the test of time and
right.
kind of prove themselves. I think I mean, I'm not up on the pop music scene or maybe movies. I've seen some good movies. What have I seen? Well, at least I've seen movies. I don't know if I've seen good movies. What came out last year? I just saw the Harry Potter movie, and I was like, The problem with the Harry Potter movie is that you have to know Harry Potter to get it.
Right.
Like, you have to have read the books or seen all the movies and stuff
yeah.
like that.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
it was
yeah.
sort of like, it was really slow and pondering for about the first half, and then, like, a plot kicked in.
It's kind of like the second two Lord of the Ring movies.
Yeah,
they're
yeah,
just
you
like
definitely
a million characters a minute. Like, they're going a million miles a minute. You know,
yeah.
everything is like bang, bang, bang. You
yeah.
know, swords, flying, and all that stuff. You're like, who is that? What is that?
Not to say I didn't like the Harry Potter movie. It was fine.
Yeah.
It was a bit
yeah.
long. But I'm trying to think of what...
Because it's so weird. Because sometimes when you have an idea or you have this, like, thing, you kind of almost know. Like, when Teen Spirit came out, or Nevermind came out, maybe not the minute it came out, but, like, probably within a year or two,
mm-hmm.
people knew that that was, like, huge.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe it was only until 5 years later or 10 years later, or I guess at this point, 15, 20 years later.
Mm-hmm.
Did that come out? It almost 20 years
yeah.
ago, right?
I think,
I mean,
like 15.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, now we really know, right? But I mean, even up until like 5 years after, they kind of knew that that was a really, really big deal,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. I don't know. I can't think of, maybe next time. Maybe that'll be the subject
right
for
on.
Next time. What is like an earth-shattering, like current sort of like game changer in terms of like, just kind of like, human production, like works of like music or visual or literature,
mm-hmm.
you know, what kind of changed the rules or whatever.
Right on. Well,
that's our assignment.
Yeah, sounds good.
All right.
Till then. Oh, and feel free to write in with your suggestions
or criticism.
Yeah, irregularsearchfortruth@gmail.com. And hope to hear from you. And hope to hear. Wait a second. I hope you hear us next time.
Yeah.
Until then. I'm Scott.
I'm Sachin.
See you later.